Hey guys, Will Durst here to congratulate the GOP for following the will of the people and accomplishing absolutely nothing, obscuring their inaction by coordinating a party-wide Force 5 frenzy that would make rabid hyenas jealous. Something about Obama drives them crazier than chocolate banana fritters with raspberry sprinkles in a bento box. Maybe it's because he's the smartest guy in the room and isn't shy about sharing that opinion. Maybe he's the anti-Bush, or because he looks different, extremely different. Could be they just want to stay in practice. Whatever it is, they don't get him, and they don't want to get him, and think it's a doggone crime that anybody else gets him. So now they're busy derailing any possible agenda by throwing a slew of dastardly insults onto his person. Dick Cheney called Obama the worst president of his lifetime, which is a mighty coincidence, since a lot of people think that Dick Cheney was the worst president of Obama's lifetime. John Boehner announced that he's going to sue the president. For what? Not even he knows, but you can be sure the term smarty pants is going to be bandied about. Sarah Palin called for the POTUS to be impeached. And Sarah Palin, demanding the punishment of someone for not properly fulfilling an office, has to be one of those pot with the kettle and the color black situations that we've heard so much about. Rick Perry said the president is behind a conspiracy responsible for the throngs of Central American kids crossing the border. And along with his new glasses, Rick Perry, correctly pronouncing conspiracy, is a huge upgrade. With Mitch McConnell in the Senate and the House and the Supreme Court lined up against him, it's amazing that the president has passed anything through Congress. Makes you wonder if we'll be able to affect positive change ever again. This political paralysis may just be the new normal. Instead of status quo, status no. America has gotten stuck unstuck. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.